Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. It is Thursday, the 14th of August, 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. I'm rather pleased to say it is nearly the weekend. I'm incredibly excited for this weekend because my driveway is almost finished. And I mean almost finished. The resin went down today, which just needs a few hours to dry. And then it's a case that the builders just have to do a bit of tidying up, bit of protective coating. But it means by the end of this weekend, we will be able to start using it. And this forms quite a bit of my weekend plans. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to head to the allotment for quite a few hours. The plan is a big tidy up. I want to check my wheelbarrow is still there because I haven't seen it for a few days. Strim and mow the grass areas. I've got some leftover plants that I haven't got room for at home and I'm going to plant out down on the allotment. Do a harvest, of course. We always want to make sure we harvest anything that is available. And then I need to collect some seeds, especially poppy seeds. I've had some poppies that every year pop up on my allotment, so I'm saving those seeds so that we can try and grow those again. Now I'm heading down the allotment tomorrow. Normally I'll be down on the allotment for a Saturday, but I'm heading down there tomorrow because of the fact that on Saturday I will be at home starting to get the garden just looking a little bit less like Steptoe's yard. I feel by Saturday the resin has had enough time to dry that I can start putting the wood store and the water butts back into place, and then some of our potted plants can return as well. That being said, some of my potted plants I did have out in the front of my garden, they do need a bit of TLC before they can go out on the show. So I'm only going to be sticking the best looking plants up the front for now, but the others are going to stay around the back until they perk up and just look a little bit better. Now my plan is of eventually we want to get some matching pots for all these plants, or ideally I might just get some auto pots for out the front just so that everything looks good and looks after all the plants as well. You know, I'm a big fan of the auto pots, so that's something I'm really looking forward to using. Now, of course, that is my jobs, my plans for the weekend, but I do like to come up with a few ideas that you might be looking to do. So I've listed them in the vegetable garden or allotment, but also the fruit garden and general maintenance. So what can we look at doing? Harvest regularly, of course. Courgettes, runner beans, French beans, tomatoes, cucumbers, sweet corn, beetroot, salads. They are all ready for picking. Herbs, of course, as well, they will need picking. Basil, coriander, parsley before they bolt. So late season crops such as spinach, winter salads and spring onions. So green manures, mustard, phacelia, clover. Pot up some strawberry runners for next year. That's something I want to do in my greenhouse, actually. Weed and mulch in order to retain some moisture and reduce weeds, and support tall crops such as tying in tomatoes, cucumbers and beans. And then in the fruit garden, we got picked blackberries and autumn raspberries regularly. Prune some summer fruiting raspberries after you've finished harvesting, of course, and thin apples and pears if they are overloaded. It's a good year for apples and pears this year, so there's going to be quite a few of them. And in general maintenance, water deeply, especially pots and greenhouses in the early morning where possible. Check for pests under brassica leaves. Feed hungry crops like tomatoes, cucumbers and peppers weekly. Tidy sheds or potting areas ready for autumn. So quite a bit that we can get on and do. This should, of course, be in the blog post or in the email for you as well. Now, today, I wanted to talk to you about a slightly underrated vegetable. It's the seed that we are sowing today, kohlrabi. Now, if you've never grown it before, it looks a bit like a turnip from outer space. Round, slightly bulbous stems with leaves sticking out at all angles. Don't let the appearance fool you. It's got a lovely, mild, sweet flavour, somewhere between cabbage and turnip. It's fantastic raw in salads or in cooked in stir fries. I really like it in curries as well. Now you can start kohlrabi by sowing directly in the ground from spring right through to late summer. Or if you really want to, you can start it off in modules and plant it out later if you're direct sowing. Plant the seeds about 1 centimetre deep and keep the rows around 30 centimetres apart if you are direct sowing. I've actually sown mine in plug plants, 1 centimetre deep. But once they've germinated, if you grow direct sowing, you just thin them out so they're about 20 to 25 centimetres apart. That'll give them plenty of room to swell up nicely. And if we're doing like my way in plug plants, we wait until they're germinated. We plant them out at 20 to 25 centimetres between. Now, kohlrabi prefers a really fertile, moisture-retentive soil, so it's worth digging in a bit of compost or well-rotted manure if you are a digger. If you are like me and you are no digger, you just place the soil, place the compost on top and let the worms do the work for you. A general-purpose balanced fertiliser at planting time also gives them a good start as well. Now, watering, the key with kohlrabi is to keep it growing quickly. This means keeping the soil evenly moist. If it dries out, the bulbs can become woody and tough, so give them regular water, especially in hot, dry spells. And then harvesting is done when the bulbs are about the size of a golf ball, up to a tennis ball, around 5 to 8 centimeters in diameter. Any bigger and they'll start to lose that lovely tender texture. Just cut the whole plant just above the roots, trim off the leaves, and it is ready to use. Now, a tip I have for you is don't leave them in the ground for too long. Kohlrabi is best eaten young and fresh. And if you sow every couple of weeks, you can enjoy a continuous supply for quite a long time. So that is just about wraps it up for tonight's show. I will be back again on Sunday with another Supporters Club podcast exclusively for you. Plus, of course, we've got our Sunday night live stream. But until then, take care and happy growing.